The word today is saint. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. When a person comes to faith in Jesus, a miracle of transformation happens. They have their guilt and sins forgiven by God. That forgiveness restores them in God's eyes, turning them from horrible criminals deserving eternal punishment into a holy child of God, blessed with the gift of eternal life. Here to share more with us about this wonderful change is Bible teacher Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Saint.
The Christian faith is really supposed to be pretty straightforward. It's supposed to be simple. Even though God does some very complex things and some miraculous things that are even beyond human comprehension, still, what we're asked to believe in the Scriptures and in the Bible, especially as Christians in the New Testament, what we're asked to believe is pretty straightforward. Sometimes I'm surprised at all the complexity that's built into the Christian faith by some individuals who basically have errors, have mistakes. There's mistakes that people make even when it comes to faith. And one of the most common mistakes is in terms of what is a saint. We're going to spend a little time thinking about saints, who they are, and what happens to saints. The first thing we need to understand is that a saint is a holy one. That is literally what the word in the Greek means in the New Testament. A saint is a holy person. That in itself is an amazing concept, to consider that we fallen, sinful human beings could be considered as holy. Now, of course, there's only one holy, perfect, eternal, all-powerful God. But He, through His grace, through His love and forgiveness, can erase, can wipe out the sins of people so that they become renewed, so that they can become a new person, as it were, a fresh person. Sort of like if you ever had a new pair of sandals or a new pencil, something that is fresh and untainted. That's what the gospel of Jesus teaches us, is that even though we're sinners, God can consider us through His divine power to be holy so that we become saints. Now, one of the most misunderstood things, one of the most commonly misunderstood things about saints is that many people think that saints have to be dead, that somehow these were super Christians, that these were individuals with faith that went way beyond everyone else. And when they died, they are given special status and they become saints. The fact of the matter is, this is about as wrong as any concept that varies from the Bible. In fact, in order to lay this to rest, I would like to share with you three or four instances in the New Testament where Paul the Apostle is writing to living believers, regular church people, not super Christians, not individuals that are dead, but very alive people who are supposed to read his letters. And listen to what he says. For instance, I'm going to do three letters of Paul back to back, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. These three letters to churches in the New Testament era are addressed to the people, and Paul calls them saints. So here's the first one from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. All right, I'm going to do a little flipping here as I get to the next one. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let me just go to this last one here for the moment. Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. And you say, aha, wait, he didn't use the word saint there. Well, it's actually down just a few more verses, so let me continue. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel. You notice that when Paul is writing to these Christians in these churches, he loves introducing his thoughts to them as holy ones, as saints. So let's erase one common misunderstanding right now. You don't have to be dead to be a saint. You can be very much alive. You can be listening to this program today and be a saint. All you need to do to become a saint is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, that act of putting your faith and trust in Christ is what's key to becoming a new person. And there's a beautiful thing, a change in life that happens once you determine that you're going to become a holy one. Once you decide, I'm going to leave my sinful lifestyle, I'm going to get away from the impurity, the worldliness that's consuming me, and I'm going to give my life to God. Trust me, he can remake you into a new person. That's why the New Testament calls it being born again. That experience of having a brand new start in Jesus Christ. There's other things that are mistaken notions, too, regarding saints, regarding holy ones. For instance, many Christians believe that there is some kind of a halfway house, that there is a state of suffering or purging that has to be gone through. After you die, Jesus only covers so much of your sin, and you need to then burn off the rest of your evil and guilt until you can get into heaven. That concept's not supported at all in the New Testament. There's no discussion of anything like that. Instead, what you see in the New Testament is that people die and they're immediately at Jesus' side or in the presence of Christ, just like Jesus told the thief on the cross who repented at the last minute, today you will be with me in paradise. On the other end of this spectrum, you have people that are Christians, and yet they've mistakenly thrown together a completely incompatible concept, which is that of reincarnation. The idea that you go round and around with life and death, and you come back in many different forms through the ages. Again, this is not part of Christianity at all. The scriptures are very clear that we live once, and then after that we face the judgment. A good example of that is found in Hebrews chapter 9, where it says that exact thing. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of God, and that we will be judged upon our death. So that's one misconception. Another thing, there's no encouragement that we need to pray to saints, that we should seek direction from them, or that somehow these dead persons are going to influence us or help us get into better standing with God. There's none of that. In fact, Jesus urges us to connect with God the Father. That's the whole purpose why he came. He is what's called the intermediary. He is the one who brings you and God the Father together. At one point, because of your sin, you were alienated to God. But that's why Jesus came, so that he could connect you to again, so that you could receive his forgiveness, so that now you can approach the Almighty directly. You don't need anybody else. You can go through Jesus Christ. So these are all wonderful things about what it means to be a saint, to be a holy person of God. I'd like to reference one more passage and discuss the importance of living a holy life. It's one thing to say, okay, God, make me holy, make me good, and thank you for forgiving me. Well, but God's also looking for you then to commit yourself to living a holy life. And this is what Paul says in Romans chapter 12 when he says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, see, in view of his forgiveness, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God as your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I love the difference between the conforming to the world and the transforming of your mind. Anybody can conform and be shaped to the lowest common denominator. Anybody can live a worldly, sinful life. That takes not much effort at all. But only through the power of Christ can you be transformed. That means superseding, going beyond, becoming something new. That's what Jesus does for us. He transforms us from sinful, corrupted people into holy people. And so Paul's urging, go beyond. Make your life holy. God has redeemed you and forgiven you. So make it your commitment to live a holy life. Avoid the sinful world. Don't be conformed to it. Instead, let God transform you and change you into a better person, a more holy person. What a joy it is to know that we've been redeemed by Jesus and that we have been transformed by his love.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the free booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Spirit. The birth of the church was a miraculous event when God sent the Holy Spirit to those first disciples, and their lives were changed forever. That same life-changing power is available today to everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.